This is the Green Chili Jam Band, and you're listening to the Children's Hour in a show about archaeology.
I dig a big a little hole all day. I dig a big a little tunnel all the way. I dig a little bit and I dig a little more. And I dig into my little bitty, dig into my little bitty, dig into my little bitty bones and sore. I just heard the captain say, "Trin, she's a coming one fine day, but this here mountain's in the way, and a tunnel must be dug. Now a tunnel must be dug." So I dig a big a little, 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 I. The captain came to check our toil. The day was hot as lantern oil. He said, "Work faster, that their train is 50 miles away now, 50 miles away." So I dig a big a little hole all day. I dig a big a little tunnel all the way. I dig a little bit and I dig a little more. And I dig into my little bitty, dig into my little bitty, dig into my little bitty bones are sore. Now we're all breaking such a sweat. The train is getting closer yet. The captain just might lose his bet. It's 20 miles away now, 20 miles away. So I dig a big a little, 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 I. Well, the captain's chewing his nails again. The smokestacks are coming around the bend. If we're not finished, that's the end. She's 5 miles away now, 5 miles away. So I dig a big a little hole all day. I dig a big a little tunnel all the way. I dig a little bit and I dig a little more. And I dig into my little bitty, dig into my little bitty, dig into my little bitty bones are sore. Well, I can't believe it, but we're finally done. The train is here and it's time to run. Back the way that we just come. She's right on our tails now, right on our tails. So I dig a big a little lie, dig a big a little lie, dig a big a little lie. I dig a big a little lie, dig a big a little lie, dig a big a little lie. I dig a big a little hole all day. I dig a big a little tunnel all the way. I dig a little bit and I dig a little more. Dig into my little bitty, dig into my little bitty, dig into my little bitty bones are sore.
Listening to the Children's Hour, and today we're learning about archaeology. This show was originally broadcast live from the New Mexico Office of Archaeological Studies on International Archaeology Day, which every year happens on October 19th. Our next guest is Marlon Magdalena. He's been working at a place called the Jemez Historic Site since 2005, and today he's their instructional coordinator supervisor. He's also a musician.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Marlon Magdalena from Jemez Pueblo, also from the Jemez Monument.
Yeah, Jemez Historic Site.
What is that?
The Jemez Historic Site is part of New Mexico Historic Sites, and it includes other historic sites throughout the state. There's about seven of them. And it helps protect the Pueblo of Guisitwa, which is an old Jemez village, as well as one of the first Spanish missions, the San Jose de los Jemez Mission Church.
So it's interesting. I've driven by it many, many times. I'm sure many New Mexicans have. I always thought it was just the remains of the mission. I never realized there was something else there.
Yeah, that's one of the main things we're trying to do now is to make people aware that it's not just the church, that the Jemez people were actually there long before the Spanish arrived, and they're the ones that actually built that church for the Spanish. So that's the story we're trying to get out to the public so that way they know what it's actually about.
Are you an archaeologist too?
Technically not an archaeologist. I'm an educator with the state of New Mexico. Instructional coordinator is actually my title. I go throughout the state educating the public, mostly schools, seventh grade, and other grades as well, just educating people about Pueblo people, Jemez people, and that we're still around, that we still exist.
So what instrument were you just playing?
It's called a flute. It's a type of flute that I make. I make flutes as well, and as well as playing them. It's called a block flute. Sometimes they're called Native American flutes. But Native American's a very general term, and there's all sorts of flutes that we made. So this is just one type of flute that Native Americans or indigenous people make.
What are the types of flutes?
So the types of flutes, I have some here with me in several different types. Some of the oldest types are very rare nowadays because they're very hard to play. They're called rim-blown flutes. The type of flute that I just played is more like a recorder where you can just blow into the mouthpiece and the sounds produced just by blowing into the flute. So they're a little bit easier to play than those rim-blown flutes.
Have flutes been found in some of these digs that these archaeologists are doing?
One of the oldest flutes that has been found, wooden flutes, date back to around the 600s. Those were found in Arizona, and those are rim-blown flutes. They're very long flutes, very long and narrow flutes. They're very simple in design, but they're difficult to play. So as part of one of my presentations that I give to different places, to schools, and a lot of schools and a lot of kids like listening to different types of instruments. So I have flutes, I have drums, rattles, turtle shell rattles, shells, and rasps. And I go around just telling them, explaining what these different things sound like, how they're made, why we use them.
Can you let us hear what they sound like, some of them? Just give us a little sample of
sure.
What some of these things sound like. And right now, Marlon is holding what looks like a turtle shell.
Yeah, this is called a turtle shell rattle. We wear these around our legs, and it's made from a turtle shell and deer hooves. And so that's the sound that it makes. This other one here, it's pretty loud. They're made out of shells, and these we wear around our shoulders or around the waist sometimes. That's what they sound like. So they're pretty loud.
Marlon, can I ask you a question about that one? It's made out of shells from the ocean. We're really far from the ocean. Is this, and yet this is a Jemez thing. So where do you guys get these shells?
Yeah, it shows that we traded a lot in the past, and we still do that today. So for us to get shells, or anybody to get shells here in New Mexico, people will have to either travel all the way to the oceans, or they would have to trade with other communities that have been to the ocean. They have collections of shells, and so we would trade. Perhaps we have corn or something that we've grown, and then we can trade for shells to make different instruments or even bracelets. We make bracelets or necklaces with shells.
Have these kinds of things been found in any of the archaeological digs that involve the peoples of New Mexico? This kind of instrument?
Yeah, many ancient sites.
And we know that they were tied to the legs too. Can you tell that?
We can't really tell that unless you find, as Eric was saying, find it in context. If it was attached to something, sometimes they're attached to yucca strings. Most of the time, well, this is something that's traditional and we still use today. And sometimes we'll find that evidence in the past. But we know shells have been found in a lot of different places throughout the Southwest by archaeologists that date back to hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
You have some other instruments here. You have a bone.
Yeah, so this one here is a rasp. It's a very common instrument. Many Pueblos use this. It's just a stick with notches cut into it. And just using something hard to go across the top. This, in this case, we use a deer bone. And this is what it sounds like. So, but we don't just use it by itself. We actually use it with something else. So when we use it in our dance, we put it on top of a gourd. So the gourd acts like an amplifier, and it's going to be really loud with the gourd.
Wow.
Yeah. So it really, I mean, this gourd that I take around with me, it's more of a travel size gourd because the one we actually use is a lot bigger. So I can't really take that around with me.
Do we know if ancient peoples from around New Mexico or historical ancestors of yours did the same kind of thing with music that you're doing? Are you playing the same kind of songs? Is that something that's just carried on from generation to generation?
Yeah, many songs that we have are old songs, and we've been passing them down to the next generation, you know, every year. And sometimes we create new songs based off of those older ones. So some are new and some are old, but the style of music that we sing for those particular dances are old, really old types of songs, because we've been dancing them for a very long time.
We're talking with Marlon Magdalena. Yes, please.
How long does it take to learn the type of flute you play?
Some flutes are pretty easy. The one I just played, all you have to do is just blow into one end. Breathe properly. It helps you to breathe too. Sometimes it calms people down, and you just need to know how to open the holes. Versus that other flute that I was mentioning, which is a rim blown flute, you have to figure out how to blow onto the rim to make a sound. So it takes a lot of practice to get a sound out of one of those flutes.
Could you play a rim blown flute for us?
Ooh, that's a beautiful flute. I guess we should describe this for our listeners.
Yeah, so these rim blown flutes, the ones that I make, they're replicas of the old flutes found in Arizona. They're about 29 inches long, about an inch in diameter, and they have six holes. So you have to have what's called an embouchure, a specific type of embouchure to blow onto the rim to get the sound out of it.
That means you hold your mouth in a certain way. Because the top is not like, it's just an open hole, basically.
Yeah, it's basically a hollow tube with holes drilled out of it.
Would you play a little of that for us and let us hear it? Wow.
So that's one way to play it. Now, the other way is a little bit harder. It took me a lot longer to actually learn to get a sound from it, this other technique. Actually like playing it that way better.
That way his mouth was totally open and he was sort of just blowing through a tiny corner of a totally open mouth with this thing basically in your lips. Wow, that was really neat looking.
It's called an interdental technique because part of the flute is in between my two front teeth.
Let's see your two. Smile really big for us. You don't even have a gap in your two front teeth. Like, I don't know how you did
that.
Not yet. That is really something. Marlon Magdalena, what is it that you wish people knew? Listening around the country, listening here in New Mexico, what do you wish people knew about Jemez culture, Jemez people?
It's that we're still around. We still exist. And we've survived many hardships throughout our history. We've survived living in many different places from the Four Corners region, on our migrations to the Jemez Mountains, to our current Pueblo of Jemez. We've dealt with many different groups of people, indigenous and from Europe, mainly the Spanish. And now we're in the United States. So we're still here. We're still around. We still have our culture. We still have our language. And that's one of the main things I try to tell people is that we still exist. We're still here.
And you live in your ancestral homeland. I mean, you did not get moved away to some reservation. The Pueblo people did not, did they?
No, we're very fortunate in that respect that we're still near our homelands. For him, as we lived in many different villages, now we just live in just one. But a lot of our homeland is not, it doesn't belong to us. It's Santa Fe National Forest. There's a lot of places in there. But we're very fortunate to live near or in around our homeland.
Marlon Magdalena, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now greetings to the world. The accumulative intelligence of mankind is what makes us special amongst all other species. Everything is built upon the foundation before it. These ancient thoughts, this ancient love, these ancient hearts, these ancient souls, these ancient songs, these ancient people. Ancient hopes, these ancient people.
Damian Marley and Junior Reed. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're learning about archaeology. There's lots more coming up. Stick with us. Users at tokenibis.org donate to the Children's Hour every week without ever spending a dime. Learn more at tokenibis.org. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by United Way of North Central New Mexico. The Children's Hour is supported by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and the National Endowment for the Arts. The Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico supports the Children's Hour.